Now, apparently Kiwis are some of the laziest people on the planet. And how do we know that? A new survey by Stanford University collected smartphone data on our steps. They collected it from 700,000 people around the globe in 46 countries. They wanted to find out which nation was the most active. The most active? The people of Hong Kong. I think they have to climb a lot of steps. 35th out of 46 on the not really working out very much scale was New Zealand. And people are saying perhaps we're a bit lazy. So my next guest is triple Olympic gold medalist and four-time winner of the New Zealand Sportswoman of the Year Award, Barbara Kendall. Hello.
Good morning.
35th out of 46 on a bone lazy scale. Are you surprised at that?
Well, it's an interesting. I am a little bit surprised because I thought New Zealand was a lot more active than that. But you always have to take those studies, you know, with a grain of salt and say, you know, what demographic did they take and how many people in New Zealand and what time of year they did it? Because certainly at this time of year, there's not a lot of people out walking about because it's, you know, with that storm that's just happened and things like that. So you just... But it is interesting, and it does. Maybe this is great ammunition for councils to start looking at their recreational areas and nice places for people to go walking.
I agree, and a great chance for you to inspire people, particularly Kiwi women, because this survey, looking at smartphones, has seen that Kiwi women take even fewer steps than Kiwi men.
Yeah, that's really interesting as well. You know, when you think about, if you look back to, you know, children, and if you have a boy and you have a girl, the boy tends to be a lot more active than the little girl anyway. So, you know, that maybe that may conspire into when, you know, when we go into adults, that might be the same sort of thing. But
I was just talking to Neva Retamanu, and she is in a jogging club, and she says 90% of her jogging club are women, and that women are joining these jogging clubs all over the place, and where's the men? But I think there's a difference in attitude between men and women with exercise. Men are lone wolves, like to do it, they're too competitive. Women do it socially.
Absolutely. Women are social beasts, and I totally agree with that. So the more social groups there are for women and the more great active areas that we have for them to go walking and jogging, you know, you're going to up that number pretty quickly.
Okay, you're on 12 different sporting executive boards, commissions and working groups for women and athletes at the highest level of sports administration. You're a great role model to New Zealanders. We can take this survey and say we are lazier than 35 other countries. What would you be saying to men and women in New Zealand this morning?
Let's do something about it.
Like what?
You know, and let's get people out there and inspire people to get out there and have areas that encourage people to get out there. You know, I think Sport New Zealand is doing a great job. When you look at some of the things and initiatives that they're doing, and there's an awesome platform for people to get out there. And we know that the benefits of exercise, there's so much research to show the benefits of exercise for people. So, you know, it's just really motivating people to get out there and do it.
I always love Peter Snell. So Peter Snell's saying, and I say it to my mother the whole time, use it or lose it. And
absolutely.
We don't quite use it enough.
Absolutely.
Very good, very good. What do you think of this whole, just very briefly, this whole Olympic shenanigans and the thought that the Olympic movement is under threat?
I think that's Chinese whispers. When you actually look at the financial position of the Olympic Games and you know everything that's in the background, it's just people creating drama, which people love to do around the Olympic movement. They're looking for anything that they can find to put it down. The fact is the Olympic movement is in great shape. They've got two amazing cities, and that's why they dual awarded them, Paris and Los Angeles. Those bids are just fantastic, some of the best that we've ever seen. And so it just sort of made sense, you know, let's protect the movement into the future to 2028. And it's just, I think it's just Chinese whispers and people creating dramas. Well, I know it is.
Thank you so much, Barbara Kendall. Of course, our gold medalist, remember, she's on the IOC Committee Athletes Career Program. She's our IOC representative.